is from Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. It can be found on page 1174 in the Pew Bibles. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you, that is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift to God's grace given to me through working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all of the Lord's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Okay, we've had to practice. Now we're going to sing Riding Out Across the Desert. So can we have the young people back to play the instruments? And let's all stand and sing it together.
Is from Matthew chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, found in page 966 in the Pew Bibles. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you very much. Where have you gone? Well done. Lovely. Happy New Year to you all. Now, I haven't checked with the parents yet, sorry about that, but Beatrice was born 23rd of December and Ezra was born 27th of December. Are they happy to have a round of applause and just sort of show them? Well done. So lovely to have some new members of the congregation here. Really good. Rachel Gibbs not well and home in bed with flu, so Rachel was due to be singing today. Pass on our love and greetings. And Sarah Thompson was due to be here, normally helps run the creche, and I was going to interview her at the coffee shop. She too has been laid aside and is in bed, so pray for her. But let me just give a brief notice about the coffee shop. It's lovely to have a full church on Sunday mornings. Really good to see you all here. What you might not know is that Monday through to Friday, particularly in the mornings, the coffee lounge is filled and buzzing with lots of people. And Sandy Chapman, after many years, has felt she needed to pass on the reins of organising the coffee shop rota. We have volunteers, we have clients we serve, but we need someone to take on Sandy's job of ordering the resources in and running the volunteers and just keeping the thing going. It doesn't mean you'll need to be in the coffee shop every day during the week in the morning. You just need to have a kind of supervisory oversight. So can I ask you as the church family to pray for someone to come forward? If you'd like to have any kind of practical conversations about that with me, see myself or Mike afterwards. We'd be happy to hear from you. Or if in fact you felt like volunteering to serve during a week on an occasional basis, your time and your love and energy would be really appreciated. Now, I've got a simple thought to share with you as we kick off into the new year, and it's going to involve lots of interaction and questions. So as a loosener, as it were, to get you in the mood, why don't you find someone you've not chatted to yet this morning? I mean, if it's your husband or wife, then maybe you could have that conversation later on, but you know what I mean? Find someone you don't normally talk to and just say, how was Christmas for you? Okay? Just a short conversation. Have a mingle around, maybe go and greet Beatrice and Ezra, and we'll come back together in a moment with a prayer. You're relatively new to us. It's always so important that regular members make you feel at home. It can be quite daunting getting to know people who seem to know what they're doing. If you look at me and think that, you need to believe that's a lie. I don't. But let's have a prayer and ask for God to give us something perhaps for today that we can take on into the new year that will be a blessing to us and through us to other people. Let's pray. Lord, thank you that you love each one of us and the light of Christ has been planted into each of our hearts. We pray that that light would shine ever more brightly and you graciously deal with the darkness that causes it to dim. Help us to listen to you and to follow you all our days. Amen. Okay, I need a volunteer to hold this handheld mic and run. Would you mind? And then just the one brother, the eldest, I think, sorry. Right, your task, when I point to someone, you need to go and take it to them, okay? And they get to speak into it. Very good. You just stand there for a moment. You sure about that?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, this came to me while I was watching Star Wars. I mean, frankly, I didn't want to go and see it. They did, and I sort of got into it partway through the movie. And I realised, actually, I'm fairly certain I've seen some of this before. You know, the chap with the... He's a golden robot who kind of speaks in broken English and sort of dances around. I can't remember the bloke's name, but he's been there in quite a few of them. Who can remember? I want to try and find out all the names of the Star Wars movies. The link is Wise Men Stars, okay? So that's the link. I mean, Spielberg didn't recognise that, but I mean, he's going to get it now because there's a link somewhere, I promise you. That's the point of the sermon. So what's the first Star Wars movie? No, you do the running.
I don't know.
You don't know. Find someone with a hand up in the air. This could go badly wrong. Mike, at the back.
I think it's The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace. This could go badly wrong. There were lots of Star Wars movies. I'm going to try and get them all in order, okay? I thought this would involve the young people. And now all the addicts at Trivial Pursuits and Quad...
Don't know.
Simon at the back. Failing that, we'll go to Mike. Oh, we got some junkies over here. Do you know them? You're not blagging me, are you? You know the second one. I'm after the first one. Go on.
I think the first one was A New Hope.
Yes. First one was A New Hope. We agreed on that?
Return of the Jedi. Empire
then Return
Back.
Of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back. Or the other way around.
Yeah, no.
The original three.
This is going badly wrong. Bring the microphone over here.
77, 79, 81.
Andy, you should know this. You do. You do. You're trying to give other... Over there. This could be really useful for a pub quiz later on. Pass to the...
Hang on. So we had the first one being A New Hope. So we're going... When they're made, not the order. So Empire Strikes Back is the second one.
Who's going for third?
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
Force Awakens.
We're not doing this, are we?
Back to number one, The Phantom Menace. And then...
Attack of the Clones.
Return of the Sith. Revenge of the Sith.
Well done. Do you want the rest of them now?
Yeah, why not? Go on.
Why not? Okay. Then The Force Awakens, then Rogue One, and then...
Last Jedi, yeah. Last Jedi!
There we go. We got there.
Okay, the microphone back. Give yourselves a round of applause. I think we got there in the end. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what the... I think I do. It's Star Wars is a form of kind of epic drama. I've always wanted to do that chap on the adverts. Epic! It's like an epic drama. But it's actually a fable. There's been too much on the news in the last 24 hours about fiction. But like a number of things, like The Lord of the Rings, like Star Wars, it's a really long story. It's a kind of fable. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's not fact, okay? Sometimes you can think to yourself that people on camels trundling across a desert wearing funny clothes, and why are they wearing crowns? It could be like, this is another stupid story. Okay, I'll sing some hymns just like I watch a movie. But it's not a fable. It's a fact. And they were going to worship a baby. Now, we're going to have some visual aids around now with my young team of helpers. You'll need each to make sure you have a pencil and a star. Don't squabble over the shape or the style of your star. I suppose if you prefer the one given to the person next to you, you can enter into a helpful conversation with them and say, oh, I prefer your star to my star. There you go. So let's each make sure we've got a star and a pencil. Might need some others to help distribute them, and then they can go around quite quickly. There's enough to go round. You need a star and then something to write on. Who's got stars? Should we see them? Yeah, they're nice, brightly coloured. Looks like those at the back of church have yet to get them. Us. Now I'm going to ask you to write something on the back in a moment that perhaps will help you think. But there are a couple of things about this star that's important. The first thing is this, there really only can be one star in your life. So the wise men went to worship Jesus. And it is a fact that unless we're worshiping Jesus, we're probably worshiping someone else. So that's how the Ten Commandments go. You break the second one, you're into idolatry. So you're either worshipping Jesus full on, or actually, there's another star. And today we're remembering the wise men who went to Jesus and made him an offering. And that's what worship is. We offer him our lives. If he's not our star, if we're not following him, we will be doing something else with our lives and we'll be following someone or something else. So that's the wonderful gift of the story of the wise men. And it's important that we realize it's not a fable. It's not fiction. It's a fact. And it's just a fact of how human beings are. They're either worshipping Jesus or they're worshipping someone else. The trick with Herod was he said, I want to go and worship him, because he actually didn't. He wanted to worship him in such a way that he'd get rid of him so that he could follow his own star. I was born under a wandering... It's been a long year. Paint Your Wagon, Lee Marvin. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, Dave remembers it. Much better than Star Wars. You're either following Jesus or you're following someone else. Why don't you write on the star where you shine for Jesus and how you can shine for him? So in Philippians, it talks about we all need to shine like stars in the universe, shining for him. So I'm making the assumption, and it's a big assumption, that our star's Jesus. And if that's the case, where do you shine for him? And how do you shine for him? Write a couple of things down. I did say I'd get you to write something on the star. Where do you shine for Jesus? And how do you shine for him? If you need to share a pen or a pencil, then do that with those around you. Hello, darling. Nice to have your company here. It will cause us to follow other things. This we ask in your precious name. Amen. David, thank you.